You're tuned to Jazz Oasis. I'm Steve, and this week, A.K. Salim gets us started.
Thank you.
Tintet, under the direction of A.K. Salim, from October 1958. He calls it Full Moon. Originally on the Savoy label, a package called Blue Suite, A.K. Salim doing the directing, and some notable names here: Nat Adderley on cornet, Joe Wilder trumpet, Paul Cohen trumpet, Buster Cooper trombone, Phil Woods on alto, Seldon Powell tenor, Sahib Shahab on baritone, Oscar Denard piano, George DeVivier on bass, and G.T. Hogan on the drums. Full Moon by A.K. Salim. And it gets us started on this week's edition of Jazz Oasis. I'm Steve. The program is a showcase for the music we call modern jazz. We call it modern because it's only 60 years old. Here's the Jazz Tet. Thank you.
Thank you.
Well, in that set, we had two by the Jazz Tet, and we followed up with two by Dizzy Gillespie. Let's go to the top of the set. The Jazz Tet from May of 1961, November afternoon, live performance, captured at the Birdhouse in Chicago. Jazz Tet at the Birdhouse on the Argo label. Frontline was Art Farmer trumpet, Benny Golson tenor, Tom McIntosh on trombone, rhythm section, Cedar Walton piano, Tommy Williams bass, and Tootie Heath on the drums, November afternoon. Then we listened to a side called In Love and Vain from February 1962. It's off a package on the Mercury label called The Jazz Tet, Here and Now. Again, the lineup was Art Farmer trumpet, Benny Golson tenor, this time Harold Mayburn on piano, Herbie Lewis bass, Roy McCurdy on the drums. After the Jazz Tet, we listened to Dizzy Gillespie and Out of the Past from December 1957. This is a package on the Verve label called The Greatest Trumpet of Them All. Dizzy, of course, on trumpet. And what do you know? Benny Golson on tenor, Gigi Grice on alto, Henry Coker trombone, Pee Wee Moore baritone, Ray Bryant on piano, Tommy Bryant on bass, Charlie Persip on the drums. And then Dizzy to wrap things up. Let's see, we started out with November Afternoon to start that set. Here's Dizzy with his rendition, November Afternoon from April 1963. This comes off an album originally called Something Old, Something New on the Philips label. Dizzy Gillespie on trumpet, James Moody on alto, Kenny Barron piano, Chris White bass, and Rudy Collins on the drums. You're tuned to Jazz Oasis. I'm Steve. You know, if you were to look at the playlist, you might think that I was on some sort of mission. Three of the four tunes we just listened to featured Benny Golson, and this next one starts with a side that includes Benny Golson as well. Here's Sahib Shahab. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Gets, rounding out an extended set, and The Angel Swing from July 1946 on the Savoy label. Stan there on the tenor, and he had lots of help. Hank Jones piano, Curly Russell bass, Max Roach on the drums. Let's go to the top of the set. We started out with Sahib Shahab and a thing called La Sneak from November 1957. This was on the Savoy label of a package called Jazz Sahib. Sahib Shahab on baritone, Phil Woods on alto, Benny Golson on tenor, Bill Evans piano, Oscar Pettiford bass, Art Taylor on the drums. We followed with Bobby Timmons in the trio and Pretty Memory from March 1961 on the Riverside label off a package called Easy Does It. Bobby Timmons piano, Sam Jones bass, Jimmy Cobb on the drums. Then, aside under Randy Weston's name, it dates from March of 1956. The piece was called Lifetime, again on the Riverside label off a package called With These Hands. Randy Weston piano, Cecil Payne on baritone, Ahmed Abdul Malik on bass, and G.T. Hogan on the drums. Then we listened to Zoot Sims. Zoot going back to January 1956 off a package called Zoot Sims Bob Brookmeyer Quintet on the Harmony label, Dark Clouds. Zoot on the tenor, Bob Brookmeyer trombone, John Williams piano, Milt Hinton bass, Gus Johnson on the drums. Then, aside under Cecil Payne's name, Man of Moods from May of 1956, also on the Savoy label, Cecil Payne on baritone, Kenny Durham on trumpet, Duke Jordan piano, Tommy Potter bass, Art Taylor on the drums, and that brought us around to Stan Getz. Well, that's just about got it for this week. We're at the end of the trail for another session. The program is Jazz Oasis. I'm Steve. We're here each and every week. It's a showcase for the music they call modern jazz. We call it modern because it's only 60 years old. Let's let Art Tatum take us on out this week. We'll see you next time.